And each Thursday at this time, Backroads Bill Steer takes us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario, the hidden gems, the natural wonders, and the stories that swirl around the rocks and the trees and the waterways. Bill is an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University, and he teaches us a few things about our very own region. And if there's any place in the north with hidden wonders, it's the place we're talking about today, Manitoulin Island. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus and everyone else. There'll be no wisecracks this morning because I know you've referenced the cracks on Manitoulin Island.
Yeah, well, what makes Manitoulin special?
Well, you know, when you look at Northern Ontario in general terms, we've got the Little and the Great Clay Belt. You have the Canadian Shield with that transition of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence deciduous forest to the boreal forest and all the lakes and the exposed bedrock. And then you have that Lake Superior coast, and then there's Manitoulin Island, which is kind of the extension of the Bruce Peninsula and the Niagara Escarpment. But you know, when you go south on Highway 6, just south of Espanola, and you go over the hill, and all of a sudden, wow, there's the Lacoste Mountains, and all this white rock exists, and you keep going on to Manitoulin Island, and you cross that little current. It's an extraordinary place. And of course, it's different than the rest of Northern Ontario.
Yeah, it's geologically different, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, 500 million years ago, there was a salty sea there. And, of course, all that carbonate rock is there from all the crushed up seashells. And it's limestone and dolstone. And certain processes occurred there. And I think that's where we're going with this story. Because you can go on Manitoulin and go to the Cup and Saucer Trail. You can go to the East Bluff in Gore Bay or out to the Lighthouse in Gore Bay and see all these wonderful things, but we really have to think about the past and look at, you can see the past right up in front of you.
They're alvars, right?
The alvars. These are sensitive ecological areas. They're kind of rare to the Great Lakes area, and really Manitoulin Island epitomizes this. It's like pavement with cracks in it. The blocks of dolstone are called clints, and the cracks are called grites, and it's all part of this karstification process where the water dissolved this carbonate rock and allowed these fissures to occur. And these alvars, there's sensitive ferns in there and kind of bonsai-like junipers and sedges and grass, and all the trees are really, really distorted and dwarfed.
It's a magical place where these alvars are. I've been to Misery Bay, and you know, I was convinced that someone had laid pavement, you know, 100 years ago, but it's all natural. And then at Providence Bay, on some of these clints and grikes that you call them, I've hopped on right on the shore, some of these huge, like, square boulders. It's really neat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, someone told me the other day this is where the hobbits live, but it is totally different. There's very little overburdened topsoil, and again, it's so different than the rest of Northern Ontario. And you know, I interviewed Peter Russell, one of the geology profs in at the University of Waterloo, and they're the authors of Manitoulin Rocks. Now, I haven't endorsed their book, Manitoulin Rocks, but it's the ultimate guidebook, and just so happens their avocation and their passion is Manitoulin Island. Everyone should pick this up because it's got amazing directions. But what I learned from Peter was, you know, when we study these clints and grikes, we really should be thinking about Walkerton, because as an extension of the Bruce Peninsula, we know about that tragedy of the deaths and the gastrointestinitis and the whole changes to our water quality system. But those cracks existed back then, and the manure kind of flowed to the suspect well and got into the drinking water, and some documents were falsified. And I mean, accidents are always serious that can be identified, and that's what happened because there was very little topsoil over the cracks, and again, the E. coli got into the water system, and the rest, I guess, is history from a tragic sense.
So where can you find some of these good accessible alvars on Manitoulin?
Yeah, there's many spots, but in the book, and this is a favorite spot, you know, it's all posted on the SEA website. It's the south part of the island and north of Providence Bay, Highway 551 and 542 west of just a little west of the village of Mindanao, and right in the southwest corner of Lake Mindanao, there's a road called Monument Road. You drive up about a kilometer, and it's a really unique setting, and you can go on both sides of the road. One side has the traditional split rail fence, but it's amazing spot, and again, it does exist on other parts of the island, but I think this is the best one. And of course, you get the joy of driving there through Manitoulin Island, and that's there's so much to do there.
You were just on the island. Any adventurous stories to share?
Well, we were shooting some video, and on the east bluff of Gore Bay, it was interesting, although, you know, we see turkey vultures all the time, but it just so happens that they were soaring like right in front of, like, just a few meters off the edge of the bluff, so that was kind of really interesting. And of course, it was one of those picturesque days when you look out over the water, those great big fluffy clouds. And the other thing was, went right up to the lighthouse, and, you know, within 5 minutes found a trace fossil. And but Manitoulin Island is certainly more than just fossils. It's really unusual because of the rocks, and you know, destinations can be interesting and different just for that very reason.
All right, Bill, we will talk again. Actually, I'm off on holidays next week, but Megan will be chatting with you. And what have you got planned?
Yeah, well, I'll be chatting with Megan and everyone else. And you know, we know these imaginary lines exist on the Earth's surface, like the equator and the prime meridian. And there's a line in northern Ontario that we should know about, because all our property lines and our township lines and the roads, in essence, go back to this line, and it has a lot to do with the heritage of early surveying and the development of what we used to call New Ontario.
All right. I am intrigued. I'll have to be listening from wherever I am, online probably. But Bill, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Marcus.
That's Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, and he does teach part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And every Thursday at this time, he takes us on our northern adventures. He does have his own website, steertonorthernontario.ca, but there is a link to that from our website, and there's a nice picture of these clints and grikes and the alivar from Manitoulin Island, and explanation online. Go to cbc.ca/Sudbury.